This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're not taking completion percentage and touchdowns seriously in OTAs, are we? Please tell me we're not. Tell me that we're not.
Seems like that's where all the fun is right now. That's where people are getting the most combative about anything Browns is overanalyzing a few graphics that have been making the rounds and few throws that you've been able to see.
I'm not a bridge burner. I will risk burning bridges at 8:02 on the fan. Also, $350 sushi is available in Cleveland, Ohio. That also coming up at 8:02 on the fan. Stephen Vogt might be looking for levers that aren't really there. They lost again last night, 7-4 to the Cincinnati Reds. They've taken the Ohio Cup, correct?
Yes. Unfortunately, we've lost the battle for the Ohio
Cup. The famed Ohio Cup is gone. We've relinquished.
Urban Meyer and Jim Trussell knew how to beat Michigan. Mm-hmm. Tito Francona knows how to win the Ohio Cup. Big guys step up in big moments, and they win them.
Is this going to be brought up in the gubernatorial race at all, in the primaries? Do you think Trussell and...
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be a heated exchange over where the Ohio Cup should be?
He knows how to win. He knows how to win these elections and win against other states. Yes, I think that's going to happen. Here is Stephen Vogt. This is a little bit telling. And some people were critical of even the quote that what he had. Here's Stephen Vogt about the loss last night. Listen closely.
We did not play our brand of baseball at all. This is the first night I've watched us, and we didn't look like ourselves. We need to take better care of the baseball. We need to run the bases better. We need to have better at-bats, and we need to throw more strikes. We haven't been ourselves.
So that's Stephen Vogt saying they haven't been themselves. Have they not been themselves?
Well, what is themselves at this point, right? What is themselves? This is tough. This is really tough because you're just looking at the way they played. I mean, yesterday, they gave up a run in... What, 6 consecutive innings? It's not often you do that every day. And it was from a pitcher who I think we had in Ortiz a lot of comfort every time he went out to the mound.
Well, we were getting more comfortable with Luis Ortiz. He was starting to show a lot of flashes of brilliance. Last night was not a brilliant moment. But I think a lot of people are starting to go after Stephen Vogt saying he's not having a lot of brilliant moments. Because I might get defensive of Stephen Vogt here just real quick, but I want to play this again. The things that the Guardians, not again, but I got to move on to something else here. The Guardians and how they need to improve. Hit it.
We need to take better care of the baseball. We need to run the bases better. We need to have better at-bats, and we need to throw more strikes. We haven't been ourselves.
How does the club get their groove back, Stephen?
We faced some really tough teams the last few weeks, but we're a really good team too. Stay the course. Get back to being us. We have a lot of guys trying to do too much right now. Just go play baseball and have fun. That's what makes this team great. That's what makes this group great. We just got to get back to being us.
I 100% agree with the guys doing too much right now, trying to do too much right now. I think that they look at the standings. They're 8 games back now in the Central. They're a game back of the wild card right now. It hasn't gone the way that it started out last year. Of course, the way it started out last year was almost Camelot with how the season began. You're losing guys. You're bringing him back. Lane Thomas is in the lineup. Then he's not in the lineup for 28 days, and he's back for a couple of days, and he's back on the IL. Now he's back again. We're looking at, well, where can Nolan Jones be a pinch hitter at? Where can Jonathan Rodriguez be a pinch hitter at? You know, what to do with Angel Martinez? What to do with the two-hole? And I think the guys around, like Stephen Kwan, has pressed this year, still batting 310. Jose Ramirez has had to press this year, still batting well over 300, still had a on-base streak, still had a hitting streak, long hitting streaks for Jose Ramirez, still the best on your team, best in the club in a lot of tiers by far. You have guys that are forced to press because you were making all these different decisions. You were trying to find anything with Jonkenzie Noel, so you kept putting him in positions where he would go out and fail and make the fan base upset. I think that this guy knows that this is not the same thing as it was last year. It's much more difficult. The Tigers are a much more formidable opponent. And kind of the string is out on some of these guys. I mean, Tanner Bibee can be up and down. Gavin Williams can certainly be a guy that I think has a lot of potential, but it's been a difficult season for him to the point where people are telling me to not have faith in him anymore. We just got done talking about Luis Ortiz. And you're waiting for Shane Bieber to come back. Hopefully, is going to be healthy, but I don't know what type of guy he's going to be for the rest of the season or what I should expect for him to save us for the rest of the year. And again, David Fry, who's been one of your better hitters, like you got to get him up and healthy and going again. Like there's a lot of things that he has to do. And I find him where he looks like he's kind of guessing and trying to figure something out. And I don't know if he's reaching for levers that just aren't there.
Obviously looks like a lineup we're going to be tinkering with all year.
Yes.
Praying that something comes together. I think, you know, look, they're 8 games out. Is it too early to say, like, man, how are they going to make up 8 games? Like, are you starting to get in that mindset?
Yeah. I'm already looking at the wild card. I'm already looking at the wild card. You're only a game back of the wild card. All right, there's a lot of things you can do here.
Sure.
And I think that they've kept their head above water against some really nice opponents here over the last few weeks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He just said,
I feel like we're going to be sitting here talking wild card for the rest of the year. And there's going to be a lot of jockeying for position. I will say, like, my hope has not really changed, of which it was a week ago, especially when I thought we were getting Shane Bieber back. And then we got that bad news. And now we find out it's only a week, that we're going to be the team based on our rotation that nobody wants to play in fall. And I'm hoping that's where we're at. I think that's kind of going to be the mindset of where this team is. Like, on paper, do I have them making a World Series run? No. I think we're going to be the team throughout the year that when they look at our rotation, they're not going to want to play us, and that's where we'll be. I don't know that that means that we're going to be a team that makes a deep run in the playoffs.
What did you think was the goal at the beginning of the year?
Oh, to get back to the ALCS. Yeah.
I didn't have that goal. With what they had to give up, with what they had to make, with the hit that they took with their salary, I did not have that goal. I thought that the Tigers were not going to be as good as what they are this year. I felt that I respected them. I knew that they weren't going to, I thought they weren't going to be as good as they are this year. They've been a lot better. They've had injuries and they've been a lot better than what I thought they were going to be this year. I mean, good God, do they still not have the best record in the American League, if I'm not mistaken? The Tigers have been fantastic this season. I think that that's been a little bit of a surprise by me, and maybe that's a misforecast by me. I did not have them. My goal was to get to the postseason. And I think now, more than ever, if they were to get to the postseason through a wild card spot, I don't know how far they would go. And I think a lot of people would just go, well, that's not enough. Okay, all right. But with what they've had to do, with the adjustments they've had to make because of salary, because of the television deal that they had that got pulled out from under them, I think that that's a reasonable goal for them. I think that that is a reasonable goal to pull out and say, hey, get to the postseason and that's it. That's where I am with the Guardians right now. I'm not asking for the world. And maybe I'm not asking enough. Maybe I'm not holding them accountable enough. But I see Stephen Vogt, I'm going, what would I do? I think right now he's trying to keep everybody's head in it. He's trying to keep everybody positive. He knows that this thing can turn around. You can get a hot streak of baseball and get going. You're still three games above 500. I don't think the sky needs to be falling here, but no, they haven't played their very best baseball. And I think that they're guessing at the plate in so many ways. And I think he's guessing in the dugout about who to put out there in certain moments. Because there have been some things. You know, again, I go back to Friday and my phone getting filled up as I'm driving home where, yeah, Johnkenzie Noel, who's no longer with the club. He's in AAA now. I get that. Johnkenzie Noel against a left-hander, where you're already batting 150, and I think you're batting like 115 against a lefty, it doesn't make sense in that moment. It doesn't. But I think he's going, where am I going to find pop? I have no pop. I got nothing here that's going to be able to replace the power. And yeah, there's other guys that have been able to hit well and have been able to find something, but it's just not the same. And I think this is a year where you provide quality content to the people who go. That's the overall business plan, which you hate hearing, but it's the truth. And you keep your head above water as a franchise. And if you make the postseason, I think it's been a really successful year for this organization. Yes.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said when you asked me what my expectation was for this year. I kind of confused expectation with hope. And the hope was if you go to the ALCS, you know, the next year, you want to follow that up, get there again and see if you can get to the World Series.
Well, you can hope anything you want, but you got to have a realistic plan for what you think they're going
to
do.
It was a realistic hope to me because I thought, again, we'd be getting pretty good starting pitching and just hoping they had enough. That's always going to be a hope with the lineup, especially when you take, you know, Josh Naylor out of that lineup. And what did he do last night? You know, he did something pretty special. The hope is that you just try to get there, right? That's what baseball in this city is going to be now, I think, for now on, which is, hey, get to the playoffs and hope. I don't think you're never going to build a team with this kind of a payroll where it's like, all right, World Series or bust.
Well, for that's most, just, I think just, it's,
does anybody else really have that?
Actually,
does anybody in that building even think that?
No, absolutely not. I do think that there's going to be a significant change coming up here. Paul Skeen's already being talked about to be traded. And I know I keep bringing him up because they're like markets. The markets are the same size. I know they are completely different franchises. That's got to be terrible for baseball. That's got to be terrible. So I don't know if they're going to actually...
That's why we're going to have a work stoppage.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I have to advocate for it as much as that bothers me to say that because there's people over there that I like and I hope that they're not affected by it. But if you're going to make this thing better and more equitable for everybody else, you have a system that's broken. You have a system that needs to be fixed in terms of keeping your fans interested to believe that they can win something here. The Guardians have done a great job, but you're going to have to even the playing field if you're Major League Baseball in some way. And I think it's going to take something like that. And the strongest players union that they have in professional sports is going to be really digging their heels in and going after Major League Baseball on this. So it's going to be ugly. But if they are able to make those adjustments, then we don't have to sit there and hope as much because it's a well-run organization. And I think they'll be able to pull the right levers if it's a term I keep using. But my goal going into this year, make the postseason, and as of right now, if you make the postseason, it's a hell of a year, because I see a manager guessing right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.